Hey Jinx, want to know a secret? You're a cat, so I know you won't tell anyone. I will take up silence for yes. And it's not that much of a secret. I mean, everyone knows that a witch meets her soulmate on Halloween night, but only if her birthday falls on a full moon that year. That's why I've been waiting for so long. Someone just grew up knowing their soulmate, but not me. My birthday just never seems to fall on a full moon. I've been trying to be patient, but it's been hard. Watching all my friends meet the love of their lives. Of course, you're great, Jinx, but life can be a bit lonely when your best friend is a cat. But that's all about to change. This year is the year. My birthday is on a full moon. I ran the lunar calculations to be sure. Twice. Well, actually, like 5 times. I just had to be sure. I didn't want to get my hopes up for nothing. But there's no denying it anymore. The math is right. I'll meet him this Halloween. Oh, I'm so nervous. I hope he likes me. And he has to like me, right? He's my soulmate. I've never heard of someone not liking their soulmate. I don't think that happens. But it could happen to me, though. Oh, God, what if I'm the first witch to have a soulmate who hates her? My God, I'd be so mortified. I couldn't even look at him. How is that even going to work? Am I supposed to... or just go on leading our separate lives? It's not like I want someone who hates me following me around everywhere, so I mean, I don't think he'd want that either. How sad would that be? Two soulmates forever bound together, except all they want is to be apart. What? With my luck, it can happen. Oh, stop giving me that look. What do you know? You're just a cat. Okay, knock it off. What are you doing, anyway? You're trying to get me to stop catastrophizing. Guess that because you're a cat and you want me to stop catastrophizing. Well, that's fine. My sense of humour is lost on you. Maybe he would have thought that was funny. He'll definitely hate me if he doesn't like puns. Although, hating puns is kind of hate. Kind of hate. I don't think cats know about it, but I do. It's a safe kind of hate. It only happens with people that know each other well, and you can drive each other crazy because you both feel safe with each other. And secretly, you kind of like it when they drive you crazy. Yeah, I guess it is kind of like owning a cat. But there's just something special about it happening between two humans. Maybe even something almost magical. I've had soulmates teach me feel like that all the time. It must be nice. Yeah, I've thought about him teasing me. And sometimes I pretend to look mad, but then I end up collapsing in his arms. Well, that's how I imagine it, at least. That sounds nice, doesn't it? I know that I shouldn't expect too much, but it's been hard not to imagine him from time to time. I've been waiting for so long. Stop giving me that look. I haven't been imagining what he looks like or anything, just what he might be like. You know, his personality. In truth, I don't care much about his appearance. I know I'll probably find him handsome if he's my soulmate, but that's not the important part. I just want him to love me. And I want to love him. It's as simple as that. I want him to look at me and see me for who I am. All of me. I want him to know all of my strengths and weaknesses. I want him to understand all my mistakes. And I want him to love every inch of me. Me, just as I am. I hope that's not asking for too much. From a soulmate, right? I mean, I'd do the same for him, of course. I'd love every inch, no matter what. so nice to have that kind of connection with somebody, to feel totally and completely safe with him. It happens so rarely. And for some, it never happens at all. I guess witches are lucky in that respect. At least we get a chance at love. I just have to not mess it up. No pressure, I guess. Oh, I hope I make a good first impression. Heaven knows I've practiced enough times. I couldn't stop myself from imagining how we would meet. When I was younger, he would always come and find me on the playground. Or he would chase off a bully or catch me as I fell off the swing or something. Maybe we're too old for that now? I still like playgrounds, but the vision has shifted as I've grown up. I still want to be outside, though, with the full colours all around us. Maybe we'll meet by the fountain in the park. I'll be reading on a bench when a strong gust of wind blows away my hat and I'll chase after it and nearly fall into the water, but he'll catch me just in time. And I'll look embarrassed, but I won't mind. He'll just give me a shy smile and I'll melt a little inside. And then he'll blush and ask me about my book, and it turns out that it's his favourite book too. And then we'll talk about the book, and once we can't anymore, we'll talk about nothing in particular, just because we want to keep talking, and we'll get so lost in each other's thoughts that we'll forget the time. And after hours have passed, we'll look up and realise that the sun is setting and neither of us want to leave, but both of us will have somewhere to be, and there'll be a party to go to, or a friend that needs attending. But he'll offer to walk me home, so he can be by my side just a few minutes longer, and I let him because I'm not ready to say goodbye just yet. So we'll walk slowly as we can back down the winding streets to my home. He'll offer me his jacket when he sees me shivering against the cold, and I'll ask as coyly as I can if he minds keeping my hand warm by holding it. And once he touches my hand, I'll never want to let go. Once we finally get to my doorstep, he'll try to stumble through goodbye because he doesn't want to upset me by asking anything more, and I'm too shy to ask for what I want. But once I watch him walking away, I'll feel a pang of regret. I'll be so worried that I've missed my chance, so I won't be able to resist calling out to him, "Come back here and kiss me," and he'll come back to me with laughing eyes and he'll run straight into my arms. And he'll pick me up and twirl me around and he'll kiss me as the leaves twirl around us. It'll be magical. I won't be able to move or even breathe. All I'll be able to do is enjoy the taste of his lips and wish our moment would never end. As he sets me back down, I look into his eyes and I want to love him already, but my head will tell my heart that it's too soon and I won't know what to say, so I'll just kiss him again instead. And he'll kiss me back. It will be just as magical as the first time. Maybe then he'll know he's my soulmate. Maybe his head will be trying to talk him out of it too. He won't say it, of course. It's be too soon. That's crazy to talk about. So he'll just enjoy holding me. Part of me will want to invite him in, but I just won't be able to tear myself away from his arms, even for a moment. So we'll stand there together in silence. But it will be the good kind of silence, the intimate kind that only happens when you're so close with someone that you no longer feel any pressure to speak. And we'll watch daylight fade and all the jack-o'-lanterns slowly light up. It will be so beautiful. But all good moments have to end. As children start running around the street in costumes, he realises that he has to go. I'll see in his eyes that he doesn't really want to leave, but I'll know the loot master, so I'll assure him that I have other plans too, and he'll linger just a few minutes longer, and we exchange phone numbers, and he tries to persuade himself to let me go. And he gently kisses my forehead and bids me adieu. And I'll stand on the porch and watch him leave, because I won't be able to take my eyes off him. When I finally lose sight of him, I'll turn to go back inside the house. Then I'll realise I'm still wearing his jacket. But this time, I won't call after him, because I want to use it as an excuse to see him again. And that's how we'll meet. Maybe it's asking too much, but in truth, I don't care about the details. It doesn't have to happen exactly like that. I just hope that it's magical. And I really, really hope that he loves